Hi everybody. Welcome back to Cat's Path. Literally right before pressing record, I was singing a TikTok audio. Dang TikTok and their audios. I don't know if I could like get a good way. I'm not gonna like make a whole new I'm moving around a lot, sorry. If I would hold on. I would not make a whole new TikTok account like for my podcast. But would y'all be interested in seeing like some podcast related TikToks? Like, would that be interesting to y'all? Because I've just really want need and want to find ways to spread the word more. I thought about like posting on YouTube or something, but it's all about like I don't know, just getting the word out more. So I don't really know. I post on all the social medias. Some people have like reposted my stuff or they'll kind of talk about it, but I just don't know. I think what I thought about doing was so that poll I did a little while ago with if I could say people's names or not, but I know about 87% sure that not everyone who like said yes I can say their names listened to the podcast. So this idea is actually credited to my dad, because he came up with this idea. But what if I did like before I posted, say something like, did I say your name? Come find out on the podcast. You know, like just do something to try and get people to listen. So if I was like, did I say your name? People will listen because they want to know if I said their name or not. So maybe start doing that. Anyways, to recap, I went to my dad's. I got the chickens that we have to eat out of my hand. And that was really nice because they're very cute and they follow us around, but they're kind of babies. They're like scared of everything. So getting them to eat in my hand was a pretty big deal. So that was pretty cool, pretty cute. I hung out with Campbell again. We were hanging out in her hot tub and her dog sits in the hot tub and he was just like watching like I don't know, the leaves move. And we're just talking, minding our own business. But he all of a sudden just like jumps out of the pool, and we're like, what the heck? And so he goes running like to one side of the yard. And when he goes running that way, a rat runs the other way, like not on top of the fence, like literally Spider-Man side, like running. Big, big rat. And then, of course, the dog was chasing after him and stuff. It was really funny. That's pretty much it for like the recap. Monday was President's Day. But I still had school, but I didn't have Explorers, so it was kind of nice to get a break. And while it's like kind of lame to go to school when no one else is, it really wasn't that bad. There was a lot less people. And I assume that is because the adults, you know, if they have kids and stuff, their kids had off, so they didn't come to school. So there was a lot less people, which was very nice in my opinion, not having to deal with anybody or not like too many people. I had two tests last week, so starting like new units and stuff, which really I love just lecturing. Like, just let me listen to you talk and I'll take my notes and no one has to have any conversations. That's what I like. You just tell me what to write down, I'll write it down, and we leave it at that. I don't need all of the. And sorry. But like, so in my psychology group, I talked about how, like, my group isn't that talkative or anything. We're all, I mean, we, I guess. The group is just like super shy, no one wants to talk. But everyone else in that class, it seems like because of the class or not, I think these people are like already friends, like the other groups, not my group. Some of the people in the other groups are like friends, so everyone else is like talking, having fun, doing like sometimes they're not even talking about the school stuff, they're just talking, which is good. But I'm like, I want that. I want to be in your group. Half the time, half my group doesn't even show up, which can't say I mind. If it's just me, I don't really mind that. But yeah, I just wish, like, I don't know. And I text or I emailed one of the girls, well, the only other girl in my group, and I was like, when I first, like the first class we had, I was like, I think you're really cool, here's my number. Never texted me. She gave me her number back, so I guess I could text her, but she's like the one who doesn't show up ever, so there's really no point in me talking to her. One of the other guys, I was waiting on a ride, and we were both sitting downstairs, and he was like, "So what'd you think of the test?" And I was like, "Oh, it was pretty easy, in my opinion." And then when we got the grades back, so on Monday, he's like, "So what'd you get on the test?" I was like, "Oh, I got a 91." And he was like, "Dang, so you're smart." And I was like, "Yeah, I guess." When really it's just I've taken the class before. Obviously not the college level, but it was pretty much the exact same thing. I was like, "What did you get?" And he's like, "Oh, I got like a, what did he get? Like an 83." And I was like, "Oh, well, that's not bad." And he's like, "No, but I know I could do better." And I'm like, "Oh, all right, then do better, I guess." But then he left and he was like, "I'll see you later." And he walked away. So yeah, that was President's Day, pretty much. But just school. Wasn't that bad. I know I keep talking about having guests, and it kind of sounds probably like empty promises, which it's not. I will have guests, like that is the plan, but it just takes a lot longer than I thought. Because, like, I record in a room, like a tiny room. So do I want people like in this room? Should I try and find like a better spot to record for a guest? I still need to get that dang adapter and another mic and another pair of headphones, like a cheap pair of headphones. I don't know. I don't know. Like, do we both need headphones? Do I just need headphones? I don't know. So I know it sounds like empty promises, but it's not. 'Cause it will happen. I probably just shouldn't say it's hopefully by next week, or hopefully I'll just have to make it happen, and it happens when it happens. But I still do plan on it. I guess I still don't really know. Like, I know who I would want to be like my first guest or my first couple guests, but then it's getting stuff scheduled with them. But I know I need like my setup done first. So, it's not empty promises. I'm working on it. A week actually goes by pretty fast. So, anyway, I am starting to go to the gym again. I went for a little while, but the thing, oh my gosh, I just cannot talk. Jeez. I used to go to the gym, but I don't like getting sweaty. So that's problem number one. And I just feel like even though I know people aren't looking at you, like unless you're doing something crazy, no one's looking at you, but I just still feel eyes on me. I just still feel like people are looking at me. And maybe it's just because it's a really small gym. It's just like tiny, and everyone's kind of on top of each other anyways. Maybe that's why. But Yeah, I'm gonna try and go again, even though I hate being sweaty, because I go like towards the end of the day, I go with my boyfriend. So like when we come home, I don't wanna have to take a shower, as not like I don't take a shower. It's like I don't wanna wash my hair, but I have, and I still have other stuff to do. It's just like, ugh. It's like a convenience thing for me, really. But I am gonna try and go again. Maybe not like every single day. I'm no gym person, so I don't know if it's better to like go every day or just work really hard in the days you do go. I don't know any of that. But that's what I'm gonna figure out, I guess. So I'm gonna do that again. The new season of The Rookie came out today. I'm not gonna watch it till tomorrow though. But I think like the new episode came out today, on TV, but it won't be on Hulu until tomorrow, so I'll just watch it tomorrow. But I'm very excited for that. If you've watched The Rookie, there's this song in just like one of the episodes in the beginning, and it's such a stupid but like catchy song, and I wish they had it on like Apple Music or something, because I want it to listen to it, even though it's just dumb and goofy. So, I don't know. Like, I know I want to start talking about topics more, but like, because I guess like every episode is just a recap episode, you know? And that's why I really think it's time for a guest to like open up the door to questions and all of that stuff. Because I don't want to say I feel like I'm like running out of content, but I just like let's. I'm on my iPad right now. Let's go to some topics. The wellness is me like wanting to work out again. I have on here passions. We're just gonna kind of talk. I did think, or I did want, which I still kind of do. I had this idea, which is not like a new idea, but I was gonna do this where, hold on. I was up since like 7 this morning and I felt really good all day, but it's just catching up to me. Anyways. So I had this idea for like a small business where I make wax stamps, like on the old timey envelopes. Not really old timey, but the envelopes. But and sell those, but you're like, well, how are you gonna sell them if you don't have the envelopes? I'll tell you how. You get like a sticker that's like sticking on both sides. So that's what I was gonna do. I have wax stamps. I practice with them, but I don't know if I'd really start like a whole business with them. But I did kind of think about that. So that's something I'm like interested in. Another passion is like I really, and this has been like forever, but I really want to like write a song, which I know sounds stupid, but I really, really do. Like, I was in choir for a really long time. I almost went to state, so I can sing ish, depending on who you ask. But I really just want to like write a song, and it goes in between like a pop song or something like more chill, like a little like lo-fi. I love lo-fi music, and if I was any more musically inclined, I'd be making lo-fi music. 'Cause I love that type of music. So that's actually what I would want. But like, well, I feel like when I write quote unquote lyrics, it literally is just a poem. Like, I can't read it or articulate it in any other way that doesn't sound like a poem. It just all sounds like I'm reading a poem. And I think that's because I'm like make all the lines rhyme. So I'm trying to like be different. But you know what's crazy is every time I've like written a song. It's always been to the same tune that I've had in my head since like middle school. Like every time I write a song and I go to like sing it to myself, it's in the same exact tune, like the same little melody or whatever, from this, like, I don't know how I made it up or where I heard it or whatever, but it's the only tune that like plays in my head when I'm writing myself a song. And it's stupid. It's not even a good tune. So, like, I'm not gonna write a song to that. But that's what I really want to do. I don't know if I want to like work with somebody being like someone I know, to like write lyrics and then make music. I don't know. That'd be something I would love to do. I just don't have it in me, I guess. I can write poems, but I want to write a song. So, anyway, I know this is a really short short. Oh my gosh, episode. I'm trying to think of anything else that happened. I went to lunch dinner with M, one of the M&Ms, M27. And I haven't seen her for like ever. I'm pretty sure I talked about the karaoke scandal drama. I haven't seen her since then, so it's been a really long time. So we went to go get dinner and just talked, which was really fun. And then that night, we played Fortnite for a little while. So it was really, really good to catch up with her, and just, catch up. I gave her her Christmas present that I've had like in my room for months since I haven't seen her in so long. And she liked it. She thought it was really funny. So yeah, I think hopefully, just because like we haven't seen each other so much since everything happened, things just got kind of busy, and then of course our own lives get busy. But I think we're gonna try and start hanging out more. She always says I can come over, so try and start hanging out with her more, or at least playing Fortnite some more, because we do pretty good. I mean, pretty good. No victory royale, but pretty good. But anyways, I know this is a really short episode. And I don't want to say I'm running out of content, but I know it probably kind of sounds like that. But I'm really gonna try and start working on a guest. It's not an empty promise. It's just a very big work in progress. So it'll happen. But I just can't say, oh, it'll happen next week. Oh, by next week I'll have a guess, because apparently that's not gonna happen. So, still not gonna mess it up things. So soon I will have someone soon, because that is my plan. It's just gonna take some time. So, anyways, as short as this is, thank you so much for listening. Give me some ideas on how to spread the word more. What do you want to hear? Like, talk to me, people. That is a threat. Just kidding. But seriously, talk to me. Let me know what you want to see, what you want to hear. I guess you want to hear it, you don't want to see it. But yeah, just, let me know your thoughts, feelings, ideas, concerns, questions, all that good stuff. But in the meantime, I will let you guys go. Like I said, thank you so much for listening, and I will see y'all next week. Bye.